I can almost hear the wail coming from some of you, but I don't love God. I don't know how to. Number one on this is that he never asks you to do anything that doesn't originate with him. I'll say that again differently. He always gives you first what he asks you for. So we love because he first loved us. First love. He did it. We simply reciprocate with what we have already been given. For those of you struggling with the first commandment, there's your answer in a nutshell. You can't love him until you have received his agape love for you. When you have, you find loving him isn't difficult, and loving your neighbour comes naturally. Well, supernaturally naturally, really. Because agape love, the love of choice that he sets on you and you return to him, is not natural love. It's the love of choice that bypasses whether the object of that love deserves it or not. One of our main problems as human beings is that we operate on the unwritten rule that people deserve what they get. Fess up now, examine your heart. You deserve that. You don't deserve that, but I'm giving it to you anyway. Anyone who's had a child will know these phrases well. There is a way in which the have to earn it, whatever it is, be it a reward for good behaviour or your love. It's called conditional love and approval. I will love you and approve of you on these conditions. Tick the boxes or not, as appropriate. If you don't meet my expectations, forget it, you're out. Living under conditional love mars us for life. That's why he gave us a new heart and a new DNA, a new start, so we could learn what love really is all about. God's love is so superabundantly higher than ours that when we begin to receive it, we can't believe it. It's too good to be true. And we can't help passing it on to the good, the bad and the ugly around us. They don't have to do anything to deserve it. It just happens. That's the way you can know if you are living in the love of God and giving it away. You cease judging and weighing, comparing and criticising, and you just unconditionally love them. You understand suddenly what it's like to be in their shoes. You identify with them. Now, someone else did that, identified. Christ has regarded my helpless estate and has shed his own blood for my soul. You become like Jesus. The more room you allow him, the more of himself he will pour into you. That's what the kingdom of God is. His nature in exchange for yours. His reign and rule in your life and emotions instead of yours. Could be good. Why don't you give it a try? Just tell him you've had enough of doing it your way and you want to do it his way. It's called Thy Kingdom Come, Thy Will Be Done. Simple as falling off a log.